appreciate it. Kenny Rogers, he will, she knows, on WRCO-FM, Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet Buick, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 34 degrees at 7 o'clock.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. And we're celebrating like never before. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. NTSB investigator Todd Inman telling ABC News they are just now beginning to piece together what happened in Wednesday's midair collision between American Airlines regional jet and a Black Hawk helicopter. As for what's included in the cockpit voice recorders,
the voice recorders actually have to be what's called auditioned among a number of people so that there's complete agreement of how the transcript will come out. And we also look for ancillary noises, maybe a boom or a thud or a crack or something in the cockpit.
An initial report due in 30 days. A final report will take much longer. President Trump saying without any evidence on Thursday that Democrats' diversity efforts contributed to the crash. A federal appeals court ruling a 1968 law barring anyone under 21 from buying a handgun violates the Second Amendment. The decision by the Fifth Circuit expected to be appealed to the Supreme Court. Three more hostages expected to be released by Hamas tomorrow, including Israeli-American citizen Keith Siegel. This is ABC News. New 25% tariffs expected to start tomorrow on imports from Canada and Mexico. President Trump saying he is not sure yet if oil imports will be included. A Texas mom now says she is considering a lawsuit after her 12-year-old daughter was blocked from going to the bathroom in between classes at her school and ended up having an accident.
I understand there has to be structure and there has to be policies, but for a 12-year-old to be made to use the restroom on themselves and to go to class and sit in their wet pants is unacceptable.
April Smith says she found out about it when her daughter called from Houston's Harmony School of Excellence asking for a change of clothes. The district says it's investigating and staffers have been put on leave. With just one game left in the NFL season, the league says concussions in pro football games were down 17% compared to last season. The league says some of the biggest benefits were in the revamped kickoffs. Concussions connected to those plays fell 43% compared to recent years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Family Prescription Center. your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
We'll check forecast details coming up from WRCO and plus a look at what special day it is. Speaking of special, hey, Hank, how you doing there, Hank?
Oh, you're talking about famous people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the room with you, Phil. This is my closest day to fame.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you better set the bar a little higher now.
Why? It's all good.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for being my famous person.
Yeah, sure. Yeah well, it's good. You know, things are going well.
Kind of similar to me today.
I know, we're dressed similar, aren't we?
Not similar, just spot on.
Almost the same.
It's almost the same.
It's kind of eerie. Yeah.
Hey, stay out of my closet.
They say when you, like, for instance, you sometimes can start looking like your spouse or your dog can look like you, you know, after a while, you know, I don't know what it is, but maybe we're starting to look like one another. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, but you know what? Stay out of my closet.
Yeah.
Calling all parents and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading and literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at CESA3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 43 degrees. Some fog possible in some areas today. North to northeast winds at 8 to 16. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, a low of 19. Saturday, clouds thickened and breezy conditions, a high of 34. Saturday night, cloudy and a 50% chance of patchy light snow, sleet, and freezing drizzle, a low of 28. Sunday, mostly cloudy and warmer, patchy drizzle possible, then a 40% chance of light snow overnight, a high of 47. By Monday, a high of just 30. The temperature roller coaster ride continues. West to southwest winds right now at 6 miles per hour. After a low of 24 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 34 degrees.
Crazy.
Lloyd Carrington, WRCO, WRCE. Good morning from Richland Center. Let's see, about 10 minutes away from sunrise time here this morning officially. And looks like it's going to be an all right day. Yeah, I told a couple of people this morning about the record high yesterday, 58. They're like, wow, did it get that warm? It did. You know, and even the mighty vibe thermometer, which never lies, that was right around there as well. So, yeah, it's kind of a false sense of springness there. But going to the high school events this week, too, it seems like it's later than it is. It seems like tournament time when you go there and it's daylight driving to the games and it's warmer and things like that. But we have a long ways to go. I have a feeling February could be a cold month. And, of course, the old rodent, the groundhog, will tell us more coming up on Sunday. But right now, hey, one day at a time, and the weekend is here. Here we go.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I've been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Stop, midnight, T-top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and Daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, made a little map, Dodge, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, Uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in living pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Baptist church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug's afterlife. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, made a little map, dots New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, Uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
There you go, WRCO Radio on a Friday morning, and a little Kenny Chesney music for you.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all-new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
I cannot believe it's time for Catholic Schools Week already.
What is Catholic School Week?
Catholic Schools Week is a week-long celebration where we can celebrate our faith with our family and friends. Our school will have dress-up days and special activities throughout the week that will really be a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome.
It is fun, Valentine. We can bring our faith into our classrooms and really celebrate all that our faith brings to us.
Now I must go where you're lucky.
Happy Catholic Schools Week!
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total Nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, good morning, young man.
Where you been, buddy? Working?
Working? What? No.
You're
not going to lie to people. I'm not going to lie to people.
What were you doing? Scanning the internet?
I was looking for food in your office.
Oh, okay. There's some in there.
I found a wheelbarrow full.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
So if you're missing anything, don't worry about it, buddy.
People have been bearing gifts. The other day I walked in and there were some mallow cups and a salted nut roll and, man, all of these things to lead me astray.
It's tough, isn't it?
How am I supposed to keep
but
my
you know
New
what?
Year's resolution?
I have my New Year's resolution. Just chuck it on right down.
Well,
day 30.
Day 30 of eating whatever you want.
Yep, right.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Your special diet.
Yep. So you should join.
That is special.
Yes.
Hey, some things to celebrate today. It's Eat Brussels Sprouts Day.
Love Brussels sprouts.
You know, that's another thing that Mother used to say, how are you going to learn to like it if you don't eat it? And she was, you know, kind of right.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't make them, you know, like June puts them in the oven, you know, kind of grills them or bakes them in the mm-hmm. oven, you know, put a little soy sauce on top of them maybe. Voila.
Maybe some cheese and some bacon bits.
Oh, yeah, or butter. Butter's good.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, good stuff. Let me see. It's National Hot Chocolate Day.
Yeah, I'm not a big hot chocolate fan.
It has to be good. You know, sometimes I've had them at halftime of a cold football game and a mm-hmm. high school game.
And they're more water than chocolate.
It's actually colored chocolate-covered water.
Yes.
Is what
don't,
it is. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And I don't like hot water that well.
Yeah.
So there you go. You know, but you gotta double up on the Swiss Miss. Or
oh, yeah.
Put a
yeah.
little chocolate syrup in there
yep.
as well.
Yep.
And then dip a little dollop of ice cream on top.
But, to me,
there
just,
you go.
To me, just give me a chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk?
Yeah.
That works, too. That's good stuff. What else is it today? It is Backwards Day, so it's kind of your day there, Hank.
Yeah, I was thinking it was your day, too, so apparently we were thinking backwards.
It is. And let's see. Oh, Scotch Tape Day.
Oh, love
it. I just ordered a bunch
yes,
for the office,
did.
Didn't I?
And so I bought some.
We're set.
We're set for like 3 years on
yeah,
Scotch
probably.
Tape.
Probably. Oh, unless people go to work taping our mouths shut, then maybe.
Well, it's going
to
be more than Scotch tape.
Yeah, it probably will take more than that.
Yeah. You so know. Anyway, Brian down at Walsh's, you know, he's got issues today. So
what's the matter with him?
I don't know. Something about his shower not working or something. That's what Norm was telling me yesterday that he was not smelling the best this year. So.
Maybe there's just... Maybe you combine them. Maybe there's hot chocolate in his shower head.
Maybe they are.
You know, because I heard about some ruffians that did that once.
Right.
They unscrewed someone's shower head and dumped Nestle's Quick in the shower head and then screwed it back on.
You know,
and then that person, this helpless individual, was taking a shower in hot chocolate and called their landlord thinking the water was rusty. You know, I mean, now... It just went too far.
Yeah.
Did you really do that,
Phil?
I just heard about some guys that did that.
You did it, didn't you?
No, I'm not admitting to anything. You know, I'm just saying.
Well, there you go. Mystery solved.
I heard about it.
Majestic Files, another one's on the case.
Majestic. Mr. Majeski Files.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
no,
one's solved.
I think it was after Majeski's jurisdiction worn out.
It doesn't matter.
A few years after that, but yeah.
Did you ever do anything after high school thinking, oh, I hope the school doesn't? I'll find out.
No, I don't think so.
I still do.
or
hope my dad don't find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dad would be not proud of his son at this point.
Yeah, I would yeah. guess that happens once in a while, doesn't it, for you? Quite often?
Yes.
Quite
often.
Yes.
All right. I've got one for you here, buddy.
You do?
All right. Yeah. So this is... I'm going to see if I can nail it, which we know I'm not going to because it has words in it, okay? The sixth sink.
it's the Guinness Book of World Records toughest tongue twister.
The sick sheets, sixth, sheep six. Yeah, it's said to be the toughest tongue twister in the English language.
let me see here. The sixth sick sheik's sixth sheep's sick. The sixth sick sheik's sixth sheep's sick. Not bad.
Say it three times really fast.
Sixth
right?
sick sheik's sixth sheep sick. I slid a sheet, I slid.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Don't try that one.
Yeah, I mean, if have words come out we don't want to. The popsicle.
What else?
The popsicle was invented by an 11-year-old Philip.
What's that?
Who kept
what?
It secret for 18 years.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's not fact, or Hanko. That's fact.
That's fact. These are all facts.
Oh, wow. Did you ever make homemade popsicles back in the day?
Yes.
Like pour pop into the ice cube tray?
Yep.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid was really big.
Kool-Aid with sticks?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
There.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
So, and you know what's kind of neat, though, that I still like is yogurt. You stick yogurt in and put, boy, they're good. I like frozen yogurt.
Homemade
like
popsicles.
Yep, they're really good.
Yeah.
In 2001, a cat named Skittles, walked 350 miles from Wisconsin to her home in Minnesota after being lost on a family vacation.
Wow. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Skittles.
So I remember back in the day when I had a cat. This is back in 2012, I think, we had a cat. And This thing would not do anything right. So my wife at the time took this cat, and I'm not kidding you, I think it was 13 miles to a neighbor that wanted it. They wanted it for a barn cat.
Which barn is, cat, sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. 2 days later, it's back on our back door. That is no lie. Oh, not once, but twice.
Twice?
Yeah, so,
oh, my goodness.
So we kept it.
Yeah, I was going to say after that, you probably...
It was done.
Should have kept it.
Yeah, we did. I don't know where he's at now, but oh my gosh. But he became an outside cat.
Oh, okay.
So,
sure.
The distress signal, SOS, Phil, does not stand for anything.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. It's just SOS means help.
Yeah. You're SOS, man.
18% of Americans' income is spent on transportation.
That's probably true.
Yes.
Yeah, it is true. Wow, that's interesting.
So here's
it's
some
a fact.
Yeah, Super Bowl or all NFL games, college games. You see that yellow line on the field? You know, like the first down marker.
Yeah, right.
It costs $20,000 per football game to broadcast that yellow line.
Why?
I don't know.
Isn't it just a computer
game? I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know.
They probably need a special machine or computer for it. Maybe that's the cost in it.
I'd go down there and hold the yellow line for 20 grand a game.
I would too, sure. Yeah.
I mean, we could get it together and go, I mean, we got this yellow line down.
And they say it's not official.
But ours would be official.
I suppose.
The yellow line holders.
Yellow line holders, okay. Yeah, I'd do it.
Before developing video games, Nintendo owned Love Hotels, Philip.
Really?
Yeah, private short stay rooms that were used for encounters.
Love. Video games.
No, these were
interesting
encounters, yes.
Huh. Yeah. You talk about that like you know what you're talking about.
Hey.
Hey, did you hear David Rush was in the news?
No, again?
Again. Well, yeah. I mean, we just talked about him yesterday, but he's got another one. He lathered up his head in shaving cream and used it to catch tennis table balls, or table tennis balls, to officially break the Guinness World Record. He stuck, 30 seconds. He had 14 stuck to his head.
That's impressive.
So, bounce, catch it on your head. Bounce, catch it on your head. And he said the biggest challenge was not having it hit a ball that's already stuck to your head. You got to find an open spot on your noggin. Boy, you know, I'm thinking that's one that you could try.
Yeah, I have a huge head.
We should have you try that.
Yeah.
That
would actually be kind of fun to do. Spoons are a millennia older than forks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Well, interesting.
Yeah. Huh. So I have an interesting one here.
What do you know?
Well, let's see here.
You're just full of...
I'm full of nothing is what I... Oh, here, I've been talking about this all week, Phil.
Okay.
It takes over 500 peanuts to make one jar of regular peanut butter.
Wow.
So on average, it takes 500 peanuts.
I did not know
that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love peanut butter.
And here's one more that because I know I have a problem with Beethoven. did you know that Beethoven, and George Washington were alive at the same time?
Oh, I suppose they probably were.
Yeah, George Washington was in his 40s when the Beethoven was born. I hope you
sounds
have
like a rapper. Yeah.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. I hope everybody out there has a great day, great weekend. And you know what? Phil, just be kind.
Absolutely. I do my best.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family. offering a wide range of full-service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials, they are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Are you looking to stock up on quality meats and deli favorites? The Richland Locker has you covered. Right now, whole boneless pork loins are just $2 a pound, and boneless pork chops are only $3 a pound. From the deli, enjoy Usinger's hard salami for just $8.99 a pound, and sliced Colby Jack cheese, only $4.98 a pound. Don't miss these fresh, delicious deals at the Richland Locker, your trusted source for quality meats and deli items.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and health care needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Some notes on today. 1958, the U.S. entered the space age with its first successful launch of a satellite, Explorer 1, from Cape Canaveral. 1971, astronauts Alan Shepard, Edgar Mitchell, and Stuart Roosa blasted off aboard Apollo 14 on a mission to the moon. 1988, Doug Williams, the first black quarterback to play in the Super Bowl, led the Washington Redskins, now the Commanders, to a 42-10 victory over the Denver Broncos and was named Super Bowl MVP. 1988 on this date. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to St. Mary's School celebrants Declan and Desiree Sebronic. Wrapping up Catholic Schools Week with birthdays today. Happy birthday to Declan and Desiree as well from the Bloom City Town Crier. Last day of the month, happy birthday wish from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Susie Anderson and Eric Flansburg. Happy 21st to Addison Pardoon. Enjoy your special day with love from Mom and Dad. Megan Umbehan from the Ash Creek United Methodist Church congregation. To Myrna Beachy, happy birthday from Five Points Lutheran Church. At Alan Bradley, to Sue Anderson, a.k.a. 17945 from 18101. To Kathleen Wilson, have a wonderful day from your ex-neighbors, Mel and Linda. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today, leaving us wishes for Holly Bone, Stacy Broadbent, Brooklyn Ann Eckhart, along with Gina Loffenberg, Lois Martin, Mona Shemek, Rick Silvers, and Conlon Walsh. Happy birthday from the Richland Center Lions Club to Kathleen Wilson, Val Thompson, Peter Walsh, Ryan Jarr, and Cooper Storr. And happy birthday wishes to Diane Nichols, Lois Martin, and Addison Pardoon from Bob and Heidi Shear.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost, but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
7:42:33 at WRCO. The temp has dropped a couple from an earlier reading this morning. News right around the bend. Here's Elvis Presley.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No sirree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sir, me, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I thought I'd take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, be your.
stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
Elvis Presley on WRCO and Stuck on You. Phil Nee opening up a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
It is 7:45. News Time is sponsored by Philback Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. The forecast for today, 43. It includes some southern areas of Wisconsin that are still in a fog advisory for today, but otherwise 43 today, 19 for a low for the overnight tonight, and 34 for Saturday. Right now it is 33 degrees.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks in Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships where the customer's first since 1948.
For Joanne Krulatz, I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. The Lafarge Police Department reports a successful cleanup and nuisance abatement operation in the village of Lafarge yesterday. The property located at 121 South State Street has been the source of numerous complaints since approximately 2013, including concerns related to violations of long-standing village ordinances. After several attempts to resolve this matter had failed, the legal process to abate this property was initiated with the assistance of the village attorney. A court order was sought and subsequently granted. The order commanded the removal of trash, refuse, debris, used or secondhand material, and other items stored outdoors on the property. Prior to the abatement, numerous attempts to resolve the issues with the property owner were attempted, but to no avail. The property was deemed a chronic nuisance pursuant to Village Ordinance 11-7. During the operation yesterday, the property owner, Jacob Thomas Sell, age 51, arrived at the property and was subsequently arrested for resisting or obstructing an officer, threats to injure or accuse of crime, and bail jumping. Sell is being held pending a bail hearing. Formal charges will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney, Angela Palmer Fisher. Richland Center Fire Department Chief Scott Gauld reports that the fire department has had three grass fires in the last couple of days and would like to advise the public that with the lack of snow cover this year, we're seeing conditions like we normally see in late March or early April. With no snow, please check daily the DNR website for burning rules and conditions and always make sure you have your permits. There have been several large fires in southern Wisconsin in the last few days, and Chief Gauld would like to encourage the public to follow the DNR guidelines, and if burning is allowed, to do it after 6 p.m. Also, always call the Richland County Sheriff's Department at 647-2106 and advise them of the controlled burn before you start any burns at your location. Student test scores are shaping up as an issue in the upcoming election for Superintendent of Public Instruction. Bob Haig has more.
Incumbent Jill Underley said recently released results of the U.S. Department of Education's 2024 National Assessment of Educational Progress indicates a need to increase funding for Wisconsin's K-12 public schools. Students here tested similarly to the national average, fourth graders, scoring an average 239 in math and 215 in reading. But the gap between black and white students in Wisconsin remains highest in the nation. Education consultant Brittany Kinzer of Milwaukee said results show only 3 out of 10 Wisconsin students college or career ready. Kinzer and Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright also want to undo changes the Department of Public Instruction made last year to the state's Forward exam. Underly has defended the changes, which critics say make it more difficult to measure student achievement year to year. Voters will narrow the field to 2 candidates in a February 18th primary. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the city of Lancaster is an applicant for funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program to improve its public drinking water system. The project includes construction of the North Wilson Water Main Loop, County A Extension, as well as the Maple South Wilson Water Main Loop in the city of Lancaster. Activities related to this project are minor actions for which no environmental analysis is required. However, following the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program federal requirement, an environmental review must be conducted before funding this project. The public is encouraged to submit comments regarding this decision and the potential environmental impacts of this project by February 4th. Based on the comments received, the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program may prepare an environmental analysis before proceeding with the funding process. The analysis would summarize the DNR's consideration of the project's impacts and reasonable alternatives. A conservative state Supreme Court justice has recused himself from hearing a challenge to Act 10.
Justice Brian Hagedorn announced Thursday he will not be hearing arguments or issuing opinions on the upcoming challenge to the law that prevents most public unions from collective bargaining. In his order, Hagedorn says he should not be part of the discussion due to his involvement with the law. Hagedorn was part of the team that crafted the law for then-Governor Scott Walker in 2011 and then defended the law in court. Republican leaders in the legislature also want liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself on the grounds she said the law is unconstitutional during her election campaign last year. If Protasiewicz steps away, that would mean a 3-2 liberal majority would hear the case. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Republicans have introduced legislation that would require state employees to return to their offices. The bill would require all state employees and workers at the universities of Wisconsin system to return to the office by July, as many continue to work from home. Governor Tony Evers has expressed opposition to forcing a return to the office, saying remote work allows state agencies to hire the best candidates from anywhere in Wisconsin. Employees who were allowed to work from home before the pandemic would still be allowed to do so. Labor and delivery services at the Theta Care Medical Center, Waupaca, will close February 15th, a little over 2 weeks away. Theta Care cited a number of factors when announcing the closure late last year, including declining deliveries, mothers choosing to deliver at larger centers, and the shortage of physicians and nurses in rural areas. An online petition seeking a reversal of the decision has received more than 3,500 signatures. Theta Care said physicians will coordinate with families to deliver elsewhere, including Theta Care hospitals in Appleton, Berlin, Neenah, and Shawnee. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler picks up another endorsement to lead the Democratic National Committee. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi has joined the growing list of Democrats to back Wickler to serve as DNC chair. Former Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has endorsed Wickler, as have several Democratic governors. Pelosi says Wickler is the best candidate suited to lead to a stronger DNC and many Democratic victories. Wickler's challengers include former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, Minnesota State Party Chair Ken Martin, and Senator Bernie Sanders' former campaign manager Fayez Shakir. The DNC election takes place on Saturday. Wisconsin receives grades on efforts to curb smoking. Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin's efforts to curb smoking just aren't cutting it, according to a new report from the American Lung Association. They grade each state based on their initiatives to prevent residents from smoking and to help them quit. Wisconsin got 2 Fs, 2 Ds, and a B. Tobacco is the number one cause of death in Wisconsin, more than alcohol, car crashes, illegal drugs, homicide, and suicide combined. More than 7,800 Wisconsinites die every year due to tobacco. Meanwhile, in a related story, data shows lung cancer rates declining in Wisconsin. The report from the Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative says declining smoking rates, effective tobacco control policies and regulations, earlier diagnosis, and improved treatments are responsible for the decline. In Wisconsin, lung cancer deaths still outnumbered all prostate, breast, and colon cancer deaths combined. The 5-year relative survival rate for lung cancer in Wisconsin is 29.4%. In Wisconsin, the majority of people with lung cancer are between the ages of 70 and 79.
Wisconsin Safety Council launched nominations for its 31st annual awards program, now named the Workplace Safety Awards. The program, previously known as the Corporate Safety Awards, is presented in partnership with M3 Insurance and the Department of Workforce Development. The awards recognize Wisconsin companies that are dedicated to assuring their most valuable asset, their employees, are safe on the job. A panel of independent safety, health, and insurance professionals will select winners based on company safety records. The awards are distributed based on company size in 3 categories: manufacturing, agriculture, transportation, utilities, and other, and construction. A total of up to 10 awards will be presented. Nominations are due by noon, February 3rd, and can be submitted on Wisconsin Safety Council's website. The awards will be presented at the Wisconsin Safety Council Annual Conference held April 14th through the 16th in Wisconsin Dells.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Here are today's vital statistics. Robert E. Boer, 83, of rural Viola, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held today at 1:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Viola Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from noon until the time of the service at 1:30. Robert E. Boer, 83, of rural Viola. David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet, died January 22nd at home. A celebration of life will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the Southwest Technical College Foundation or the Three Eagles Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died January 16th at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. Wilma M. Rounds, 95, of Boscobel, died January 18th. A funeral service will be held Sunday at 2 at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 4 until 7, and again on Sunday from 11 until the time of the service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Cemetery Association or the Boscobel Rescue Squad are appreciated. Wilma M. Rounds, 95, of Boscobel.
And Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet on Friday, February 7th, from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
We had record warmth yesterday. We broke an old record from 1988 with a temperature of 58 yesterday. We won't be that warm today, up to around the mid-40s at the most in southwest Wisconsin for today with decreasing clouds. 19 tonight. Could be a little bit of precip maybe by Saturday night, which could bear watching, so be aware of that. Right now, after a
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The black boxes have been located following the helicopter plane collision over the Potomac River that left 67 people dead. That is, President Trump continues to blame the Biden administration for the Washington, D.C. crash that happened in the first days of his presidency. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
President Trump is claiming without any evidence that Democrats' diversity programs are to blame for the tragedy. But Trump also acknowledged he doesn't know if the air traffic controllers made any mistakes. Former President Biden's transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg responding, despicable, saying as families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first. Democratic lawmakers say Trump owes the public an apology.
President Trump planning to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. The move could raise prices on everything from pickup trucks to guacamole dip. Three more hostages expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas militants in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Your news.